The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think they're a good football team. I don't think they're a great football team. Why are we beating up the Steelers for playing like crap for 3.5 quarters?
We should be.
Why are we beating up the Patriots for throwing a total turd when they went into Tennessee?
It's what's called equity, Fred. And also, I think it helps that, at least for the Steelers, they beat the hell out of Carolina.
That's the difference. The only game the Texans have where you look at and say they just rolled these guys was Miami, and on a short week with a backup quarterback. So that's why I think people are skeptical. I still think there's arms out there for the Astros. That's a pretty big haul that the Yankees gave up.
Gave up their best prospect.
Which clearly
the Astros probably weren't willing to do.
Yeah, you're hoping that Forrest Whitley can be better than Paxton is what you're hoping. They did make a nice move over the weekend to get Diaz from the Blue Jays. His numbers are exactly what you got out of Marwin Gonzalez last year.
Yeah.
And he can play all those positions, and he's cheaper.
Cheaper.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. A lot of Texans talk, a lot of NFL talk. Just had Lance Erline on. He talked a lot. It's talk. That's what we do.
Right.
Sports and stuff. So we haven't talked any college football yet, though.
None.
And we'll look at some of the games here, but and nobody cares about Alabama Citadel. But I'll tell you what, Notre Dame, I'm getting more and more impressed with them every week. And I'll say the same thing about Clemson. I think both of those teams are, I think they're both a hell of a lot better than I've been giving them credit for. I thought the gap between Alabama and those guys was pretty big, and I still think there's a gap, but I'm starting to wonder.
So my numbers now, I would have Alabama as a 4.5-point favorite on a neutral against Clemson.
Wow. I'm kind of curious.
3 weeks ago, I think it was 9.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and a lot of that is Alabama's looked somewhat vulnerable. You know, Tua got hurt 2 weeks ago. They let Citadel hang around for a half. I mean, there's...
Yeah, they weren't even trying in that game.
But a lot of it is because, I mean, Clemson looks just... They just look better than they had. I still, you know, if you still said you can have Alabama or the field, I'll still take Alabama. But... It's closer than I would have thought, and it's not, you know, it's not as a slam. It's not a slam dunk. There's zero chance anyone but Alabama has a chance to win, which is what most people thought about 6 or 7 weeks into the season.
I was impressed with Notre Dame's defense. In we know their offense has been better with Ian Book in there, but
well, the thing about Syracuse is, and we've been talking about this all day with the Texans. If you take a look at Syracuse's schedule, you start to see how they got kind of where they are. You know, they've I mean, the good teams that they've played this year: Clemson, loss; Pitt, loss. Their best win year to date, North Carolina State. I mean, they just, it's...
Yeah, it's not that they lost to Clemson. It's actually played Clemson pretty tough.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was judging them on. But, boy, the difference between what Clemson is now and what they were then, obviously, right, is pretty big.
Yeah.
So...
But, yeah, Notre Dame, that was an impressive win. And now I feel like the number's a little bit short with Notre Dame. I think it opened at Notre Dame -8. Against USC, maybe 7.5.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess their USC has bowl motivation. But, man, the wheels have just fallen off there.
You lost to UCLA. Come on. Yeah. You can't lose to UCLA.
Opened at 8, now 10.5. So, if you want Notre Dame, you better hurry.
Yeah, you got to wonder, though, about this almost coast-to-coast, week after week here with Notre Dame. If this... But they're so good, I can't even do it. I can't even think about it. Michigan did not look great against Indiana, but clearly looking ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could say that about both teams, although Maryland was a bad matchup stylistically for Ohio State. We talked about Ohio State has trouble dealing with explosive plays. Maryland, that's basically what they are, is an explosive offense. They're a big play offense, boom or bust, and they were booming, and Ohio State couldn't figure it out. I don't blame Maryland for going for two. I would have gone for two.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just doesn't work out sometimes, and it's a bit of a bummer. But Michigan, I think, had clear look ahead. I think Ohio State had look ahead. I don't think Ohio State is going to run it up on – or I don't think Michigan's going to run it up on Ohio State, because they don't have the offense that – they don't play the type of offense that leads to that. But I still think Michigan's a much better football team. I've said all year long, the two biggest phonies that have been mentioned in playoff conversation, besides UCF, Oklahoma and Ohio State.
You leave UCF alone.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't hurt anybody.
Oklahoma and Ohio State they're fooling everyone. And every time we say, well, if Oklahoma wins out, I'm like, man, there's no. I just don't see how they can win out. I don't understand West Virginia being an underdog at home to Oklahoma.
Hell, they have a lot less to play for now, because I mean, they could still get in the conference championship game.
But there's no playoff for them. Yeah. For West Virginia either, though. West Virginia.
That's what I'm talking about, West Virginia.
Oh, you're saying Oklahoma's got the motivation. Yeah. West Virginia doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say that. I think West Virginia they lost a tough road game in the Big 12. And this is really what the Big 12 is. It's kind of bingo. It's going to come down to the last play. It's going to probably come down to a two-point conversion made or not made, because nobody in the Big 12 plays defense. It's just who's going to stop scoring first, who's going to miss an extra point or do something stupid that costs them the game. I don't know. I just feel like West Virginia is a better football team than them.
Well, the bottom line is they now have to beat Oklahoma to get in the championship game, which Texas now totally has the door open for them.
All they've got to do is beat Kansas.
Yeah, which shouldn't be a problem.
Although, well, this is one of my other thoughts on Oklahoma, which is, I mean, the fact that they played right there with Kansas played right there with Oklahoma for most of that game it's pretty embarrassing, honestly.
Yeah.
Some of the numbers that you can pull from that game, Kansas had more yards per play than Oklahoma. It's like Kansas was
ran the ball like it was nothing to it. My goodness.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Kansas scored 40 points. This is Kansas football. The Kansas football team scored 40 points against a team that people are trying to pretend is a national championship contender.
They also rushed for 9.7 yards per carry and 348 yards. against OU.
It's crazy. You know how many times Kansas had scored 40 points this season before Saturday?
No.
Once. Because they were lucky enough to play Rutgers.
Who turned the ball over like five times
exactly,
in that game.
Exactly, just gave it away. But, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I can't get past Oklahoma being just a fraud. But Ohio State is, too. I wish they could play in a bowl game so I can figure out which one of them is more phony.
I'm only mentioning LSU-Rice because I talked about that game all week for the over, and LSU was a 42-point favorite, and the over was 52. Push.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
I even got 10 points out of Rice. Yeah.
I mean, that means they knew exactly what the line was. They knew exactly what it was supposed to be, right?
No, because they didn't cover LSU.
Oh, yeah, they didn't cover
by, right. by 10. So.
Well, too many points for Rice. Unstoppable force.
I am depressed. We'll get some of the other games when we come back. We also have a gym of the day we need to get to.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Man Centers. If you are sluggish, you're not feeling your best, maybe your performance is suffering at work or in the gym or in the bedroom, you may have low testosterone. And the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, they want to take care of you on that. The other guys, they recommend testosterone injections. Man Centers doesn't. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. And synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. Nobody. Stop by Man Centers and do it the right way. Three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. You got to get down there and see that Webster location. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. They're still the home of the free general male wellness checkup. It's $150 value. They're going to take care of you, check you out for absolutely free. Call them today to set up an appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. But if it comes to this heart starts breaking, the real tears, cause she
don't mean it. This landscape used to be so scenic. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. And Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Well, it's Monday's almost over, and then we just got tomorrow, and then we're out of here. And that's my fault that we're not here Wednesday, but yeah. I'm not going to apologize. I want the show to be great every day, and I think one day might make it even better when we come back. How's that? Looking at some of the other games we mentioned, the Ohio State, Maryland, Washington State put it on Arizona.
Boy, did they. Yeah, a lot of people thought Arizona was going to hang with them.
Yeah, I know. Not Jong.
Nope.
Yeah, he was all over Washington State. UCF didn't really have too many problems with Cincinnati. I thought Cincinnati's defense might be able to keep them in the game.
Cincinnati, another example of who have they played.
Yeah.
I mean, their schedule's like 125th or something like that.
They've played probably two really good teams in Temple and UCF, and they lost to both of them.
Yep.
Should have beat Temple, but that's another losing bet that I'm not going to talk about. Boy, Penn State sure didn't exactly beat the tar out of Rutgers.
No, I mean everybody beats up Rutgers. I don't know what the deal was with them, but Penn State's not very good. I think that's what it boils down to.
Texas now set up to where all they have to do is beat Kansas, and they'll be playing for a Big 12 title against a team they've already played.
Yeah.
Pretty good effort, though, against an Iowa State team that had been playing really, really well coming in.
Yeah, and that broke the Tom Herman as a Tom Herman is a favorite rule. So, I mean, congratulations on ruining one of the great streaks.
I still might take Kansas next week against the spread, not
against
to win.
Spread, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Utah put it on Colorado, which is, boy, what a fall for Colorado.
They fired their coach. Yeah. I mean, that's a guy who was the National Coach of the Year 2 years ago.
Yeah, when he had Jim Leavitt as his defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That made a big difference. They haven't been the same since he left.
One thing I will say in defense of Colorado is when they lost Chanot early in the season, their LaVisca Chanot, who's for those of you who haven't watched, maybe one of the best receivers in the country, if not the best in the country.
He's up there.
And they lost him, and they just sort of never got back. But, I mean, he was back for this game and didn't make a difference. So
yeah.
What looked like a promising season quickly fell apart when he got hurt.
Northwestern beat Minnesota.
Pass. I don't want to talk about this game anymore. Fitzgerald, the coach for Northwestern, was using the point spread as motivation for his team. He like admitted in the post game presser, he was like, I've got a lot of stuff to worry about, but I have, I'm the head of a program, so I've got guys keeping an eye on everything. And one of my guys came up and told me, Coach, you know we're underdogs in this game.
Somebody came up and told him he was looking for it.
His quote was, "We won this game on Tuesday. When it was announced that we were underdogs, we won this game on Tuesday." And I was like, "Damn it! I got the game on Monday when you guys were favorites." who cares about Tuesday?
Yeah.
But
you know what? Nice to know that he pays attention to it, though.
Yeah,
that's always a good thing when you know a coach knows the spread.
Well, he definitely did. He admitted as much. Now, the problem for Northwestern is who knows what the point spread against Illinois is. I mean, I'm sure it's lopsided. But I don't know what the number I would bet Northwestern with against Michigan. You know, so they are their number against Illinois is 18. But again, what motivation do they have to cover 18 points?
Well,
what motivation do they have to beat
Minnesota? Exactly. I think the coach going, "Hey, they only think we can beat this team by 18.
Yeah.
We need to hang 40 on them." Now, there you go. That's about all I got. Would you like to hear some of the bowl projections for some of your favorite teams?
Okay.
How would you feel about LSU versus UCF in the Fiesta Bowl?
You know what? I'd actually like to see that because I feel like LSU would treat that like a real game.
Orgeron definitely would.
LSU hasn't. I mean, they've been underdogs all year. People have doubted them all year. And they didn't ever really have real playoff hopes that got dashed. So I would like to see LSU, because LSU is one of the few teams I think that would play a motivated game against Central Florida. I'd like to see that. They'll maul that team.
Yeah, I don't know if they will. I don't know if they will.
Okay.
UCF can score some points, but I think LSU wins, but I don't know about mauling them if they're motivated. The projections for the semifinals, Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama, Michigan.
Yeah, no shock.
Yeah. Your Peach Bowl, this might be the most unwatchable of the New Year's Six Bowls, Penn State and Florida.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, the Rose Bowl is going to get Ohio State, so it'd be Ohio State, Washington State.
I mean, what about Northwestern?
They don't have Northwestern in these.
Hmm.
So a Penn State would be more attractive as a third Big Ten team than Northwestern would.
I guess so.
Probably would be. LSU, UCF would be the Fiesta Bowl. Rose Bowl, mentioned Ohio State, Washington State. That'd be interesting. I'd like to actually see. It won't happen because Washington State's going to wind up in the Rose Bowl. I'd like to see Washington State against UCF because Washington State would be motivated too.
Oh, yeah.
And Leach would not hold back. And then
I want to see Washington State, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But
that would be the
Sugar Bowl. They have Oklahoma versus Georgia.
Georgia will stomp a hole in that team.
I don't think either team's going to give a rat's ass about that game at that point.
Although I feel like Georgia doesn't have real thoughts that they're going to be in the playoff either. I mean, I guess they probably hope they can beat Alabama, but it's almost like people have penciled that in as a loss already.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they haven't thought that. I'm sure they think, same as last year, that they have every opportunity to get in the playoff. And I think they'll be disappointed more than Oklahoma will be. Some of your lesser bowls.
All right.
About this, the Cure Bowl. I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's a made-up bowl that Liberty is trying to get in.
SMU would be playing against Appalachian State.
Ooh.
The dreaded New Mexico Bowl, Nevada and North Texas.
Where would University of Coug end up?
Coug would wind up in the Birmingham Bowl against Cal.
Okay.
That's not a bad matchup. Get a Pac-12 team.
Yeah. I mean, to go to Alabama, not ideal.
Yeah, but, you know, it's... It could be worse. I mean, have you seen some of these other bowl games?
No, that's true. What about Aggie?
Well, let's see. Aggie would be in the Outback Bowl against Michigan State.
Ooh, they'll beat Michigan State.
That's a pretty good matchup.
What about Bevo?
Bevo in the Alamo Bowl against Utah.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. There's not a lot of sexy teams coming out of the Pac-12.
No, so. I mean, there's almost...
Like, even the... What if you said Holiday Bowl, Texas versus Washington? That'd be a fun game.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I guess so that... Isn't the Holiday Bowl taking a Big Ten team now?
Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
Big 12? Yeah, because they have Washington-Iowa.
Okay.
Is the matchup. That's too bad, because I kind of get the feeling that this group of Tom Herman guys would go to the Holiday Bowl every year for like 5 years, like Mac Brown
did.
Oh,
yes.
But Alamo Bowl it is against Utah. And here's the Citrus Bowl for you. Actually, not terrible. Kentucky versus Northwestern. It's where Northwestern would land.
Yeah.
Two teams that had better seasons than what you would think. Trying to find... here's one for you. The Boca Raton Bowl.
Okay.
South Florida against our cover machine, FIU.
Ooh.
I'd be all over Florida International there.
Yeah, South Florida's...
Well, let's see where they have our Fresnos. Because that's a team that I think would be motivated to win a bowl game.
Yeah?
I don't see them on here.
No bowl game for Fresno?
Yeah, they've got to have one. They've just obviously got some abbreviation that I haven't seen yet. Hawaii Bowl would be Hawaii and the Kiffins.
Fresno, I would imagine, would be...
Texas Tech and Arizona in the Cheez-It Bowl. your Texas Bowl here in H-Town?
Okay.
West Virginia and Auburn is the projection.
Okay.
I don't know why I can't find Fresno. Oh, here we go. Boy, what a letdown. Fresno versus Eastern Michigan in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Oh, poor Fresno.
Oh.
That's what they get for losing to Boise.
Famous Idaho.
So I'm looking at CBS. What website are you looking at for those?
This is NBC Sports.
Okay, let me ask you, some of these sound better.
Okay.
Sugar Bowl. What was the Sugar Bowl there?
Sugar Bowl
was it like that?
Oklahoma and Georgia.
Okay, that's the same here.
Okay.
What was the Fiesta Bowl was...
LSU
UCF. And the Peach Bowl was...
Penn State, Florida.
Ugh. Okay, so they flip-flopped SEC teams in this one. Fiesta Bowl, Florida, UCF, LSU, Penn State, and the Peach Bowl.
I'd almost rather see... UCF against LSU. I think that's a better test.
I think so, too. I think Central Florida might be able to beat Florida, and then they...
I think they would beat Florida, and then we'd be having that stupid conversation. I don't think they'd beat LSU if LSU's motivated. I think they'd give them a good game, but it wouldn't... Yeah.
Wisconsin versus Aggie in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
I think Aggie would beat Wisconsin.
I think they would, too. Iowa-Washington, same Holiday Bowl. Same Alamo Bowl for Texas-Utah.
They still have Houston in the Birmingham Bowl?
Houston versus Ohio in the Frisco Bowl.
Ugh. Oh,
that would suck. You get a road trip to Dallas. Congrats.
God, I remember all those years they were playing in the Bell Helicopter Bowl. And
yeah.
It's like, ugh.
I can't find Rice for some reason.
Really? How can you not find Rice?
Where is Rice and Rice UTEP rematch happening?
And UTSA needs to be in that conversation with UConn.
Man, it's a damn shame.
Oh, well. well, I mean, and the thing is, they ought to be pretty close on these because there's only...
We're
down to one
left.
Game and then championship games.
You know, let me ask you about a team and you tell me where they should be, because this is a team... That is 9-2. Their losses are at Oklahoma in overtime and at Duke, first game of the season. Army. What kind of bowl game should they get?
Well, I mean, I think they should get a decent opponent kind of bowl, like one of those upper second tier bowls.
Okay.
They don't have a tie-in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've had a really good season. And
it's been a good season.
They beat Air Force. They're going to beat Navy again.
But I think they're going to end up putting them in some crappy bowl where...
Yeah, this one has them against Boston College in the Quick Lane Bowl. I don't know what the Quick Lane Bowl is, but Boston College is not a terrible matchup.
Maybe... if that's the case, I was going to say maybe they're locked into the Armed Forces Bowl, but I don't know. Well,
yeah, I don't know how that works.
I wonder what they're going to do with that team, because they've had a really good season. It would have been nice if they would have gotten that win over Duke or Oklahoma. I mean, but because Army still doesn't have a great win on their schedule.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm interested to see what they do with them. All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle. There's a lot of different energy providers out there always offering some different offer, ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of these offers and then months later found out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the World's Game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we're back on the Blitz. I have to tell you, we're throwing a party with the Tweet Drive Foundation, and everyone's invited. It's free to get in. All you have to do is bring an unwrapped toy with you to the party. There'll be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. It's guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texans Children's Cancer Center. Mark your calendars now to be at McIntyre's on December 4th. It's a Tuesday night, and we know you're not doing anything else more fun, so come to the party and help make Christmas special for a sick child and their families. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock. 318 asks, the Independence Bowl is the only thing my dad and I do together every year. Which trash matchup are we in for? Virginia Marshall is your projection for that one.
We are!
Virginia?
I don't know.
Yes, Marshall, there is a Santa. Never mind. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we go to Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh, it's a beautiful metropolis.
Yeah.
You ever been to Gulfport, Mississippi?
As a matter of fact, I have.
I have too.
My first ex was from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh.
A man has been arrested after he drove his pickup truck into a courthouse.
Okay.
Now, that can happen for a lot of reasons. One, you can be drunk. One, you could lose control.
Yeah.
Or you could do it intentionally, which is what Keith Cavalier.
Ooh.
Kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
That sounds more like Southern Gentleman. Yes, my name's Keith Cavalier. He told officers he intentionally crashed into the Harrison County Courthouse Saturday because it was the best way to let them know his drug paraphernalia had been stolen.
Oh, no.
No one was hurt. He's been charged with, shocker, driving under the influence and malicious mischief because of damage to the building. He's being held in the county jail. And, yeah. His drug, he wanted to let him know his drug paraphernalia had been stolen,
well, yeah.
So he crashed into the courthouse.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that next time he'll have to go into the side door with the handcuffs. That is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. One of my stories for the Dumbass Report today.
Yeah.
May sound familiar to you.
Uh-oh. What did I do now?
No, to the people who have listened to this show for some time and know that when I was in high school, I got arrested wearing a bunny costume.
Yes.
There's more bunny crime going on in this country. Bunny costume crime happening in the United States today. I mean, 20-something years later, after I started the trend, 20-something years later, there's another bunny bandit.
You know what I just did? I just made a very rookie mistake.
What'd you do?
I have some new copy for something, and it's sitting on my desk. Thanks, John.
You want me to just read here, and then you can do yours
well,
on the other side?
We still got a couple minutes. We're good.
Oh, okay.
It's just It was basically, it's one of those things, one time only deal. So I don't, you know, usually what I do with my live read copies, I put it all on Google Drive.
I know what your copy's going to say.
Well, no, it's different.
I know, but it's a...
Yeah, I know what it is. It's
the free bet for Thanksgiving.
It is the free bet for Thanksgiving, which, guess what? This works for me. This is a bet I cannot lose.
That's true.
And that's what my bookie's going to have you do here with the Bears-Lions game on Thanksgiving Day. You simply bet the spread either way. If your bet wins, you win. If your bet loses, my bookie will give you your money back up to $250.
Currently Bears minus four.
Give me Bear minus four.
Okay.
Okay, and you can do it up to 250. So there you go. 250 on Bear minus four. And if I'm right, then I'm happy. And if I'm not,
yeah,
then I get the 250 back. I mean, no risk, all gravy. And mybookie.ag, they offer such a great product. If you haven't tried them yet, now's the time. I mean, free bet, right?
Yeah.
And that's the best time to do it. I've never heard of a sports book doing something like this, but mybookie, they're unique. And if you've been betting somewhere else, now's the time to make the switch because they're reliable. When you win, you get paid. Sign up this week. MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. Just use promo code RADIO to get the 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code RADIO. You don't need a promo code for your Turkey Day free play. If you lose, they're going to credit the money back into your account automatically. Sign up today. That's mybookie.ag.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Please check out sportsmap.com. Got a Joel Blank column on the Diaz trade where he breaks down Diaz versus Marwin Gonzalez. I have my column up from yesterday still on the Texans. Got a Joel video on who the Astros should target as they reload. Cody Stutes has...
James Paxton.
It's a little late for that. Unless you trade Forrest Whitley to the Yankees. I saw a bunch of stuff on that we'll get to later, but we'll do it tomorrow. We've got... We also have some kind of public service stuff on there. Like where the Houston
don't do meth.
Well, that's a good one. But we've got where to go on Thanksgiving for restaurants that are open for people from Culture Map, and also just where your Houston airport lands among worst for waiting out holiday delays.
Okay.
Plus, just a bunch of tons of stuff from yesterday. So, all right, let's do the dumbass report.
All right, let's start in South Carolina.
Where
authorities are hoping to identify a man disguised in a bunny costume in connection with stolen deer cameras. The Berkeley County Sheriff's Office needs your assistance in identifying the subjects captured on surveillance in the photos. Bonus points if you can identify the bunny, it said. Several people commented on the man's bunny disguise, which is what one point was called the worst disguise ever. Which it's literally him just wearing like bunny ears on top of his head with his regular clothes. His face isn't covered.
That's not a bunny costume. That's a bunny ear costume.
Yeah, it's not as good as my bunny costume. Mine was a legit, onesie.
That's like putting on a mask and saying that you're Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So, they're on the lookout for him. So if you've seen anyone in a bunny mat or a bunny, bunny ears, then you need to call the authorities in South Carolina. A Florida driver. Strong showing on the DUI scale. Strong showing. Arrested yesterday for careening across the road, hitting two guardrails, and nearly striking other vehicles. Ricardo Portillo Gonzalez was pulled over. You want to go with the, you want to take a guess on the blood alcohol?
0.32.
You're almost halfway there.
Oh, my God.
0.66.
Aren't you supposed to be dead?
Yes.
Well, when you're careening... Whenever there's a careening, yeah, that's not good.
0.6.
Hey, applause for him.
Six.
You lived through that. Congratulations, sir.
You guys will hear about this guy because he's an El Salvador native who works for a lawn care company, which means he's a bad hombre. You'll hear about that pretty soon, I'm sure.
But is he on a caravan?
I don't know. He should have caravanned wherever he was going, or at least Ubered. At 0.66.
Damn, that's impressive that you can even be alive with that, much less drive.
But he's not the Florida winner of the day. 21-year-old man from Citra, Florida, was arrested after he reportedly had sex 4 times in 1 week with a miniature horse.
Oh!
He was seen having... This is the worst part of this story. It names the miniature horse in the story.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to name the victims in these things.
Nicholas Sardo was seen having sex with a miniature horse named Jackie G in a pasture on a family member's property. In the release sent out by the sheriff's office, Sando told police that he used a condom so that he wouldn't contract the disease from the horse. Detectives said that they told him he knew what he said was wrong and that he was a sick man. He is charged with bestiality, sexual contact with an animal.
Good thing he didn't.
Poor Jackie G.
Good thing it wasn't oral, because afterwards he might have been a little hoarse.
Fred's taking tomorrow off too.
You know what Jackie G should have done? She should have stood her ground in Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and that's today's dumbass report, guys.
I'm not going to go there. But, you know, never mind. How much time do we have left?
We got about 2 minutes.
Okay.
God, I'm so pissed. I was really hoping that Sammy Watkins would be inactive tonight for my fantasy team's purposes, but it looks like he's a go, which is really disappointing. Because my opponent left him in, and I was like, well, if he doesn't play, because he didn't practice on Friday or Saturday for a Monday game, that usually means you ain't playing.
That's a good sign most of the time.
But it looks like they're going to run him out there.
Chiefs plus 3.5. Let's go.
Yeah,
I need this. I need this for my mental state. I need this for America. I need this so I don't feel like a complete and total freaking loser.
No, I am already there.
I mean, I am a complete and total freaking loser, but I don't want to feel like a complete and total freaking loser.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a big Chiefs fan tonight. Nothing personal, Rams fan. I love your team. I just need, and you can win. Just win by 3. That's it.
I'm going to just watch as an outside viewer. I'm not going to put any action on it. I want a Chiefs too, but I'm seeing too much money pour in on the Chiefs and the line go the opposite way. Why?
I don't know. Well,
when you look at ticket count and money count, it's all Chiefs, but the line's moving the other way.
But you know what scares me is we all like the Chiefs. RJ likes the Chiefs. That's one of his plays in the contest. Last week, all the games that you and me and Brad liked, they sucked.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous. All right. Hey, I hope everybody has a great rest of their Monday. Enjoy the game tonight. It's a damn good one. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. You guys covered for me really well today, because I
owed you one.
That's true. Actually, I think you owe me like an hour and a half. So. All right. We'll be back tomorrow for one more. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.